All right, we're continuing on with seeing how people are really using Azure and pushing it and how it's helping their business models, etc. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tony Mondain. I am the Director of Search Applications for BA Insight. BA Insight is a Microsoft partner developing search applications and search solutions on top of SharePoint and Fast. Are basically two products, one on the backend system to be able to connect Fast or SharePoint to systems like Lotus Notes or homegrown systems, applications, legal systems, Hummingbirds, that sort of things. And we have a search application as well that takes care of all the search relevancy, improving the user experience, making basically the search a very fast experience, very quick access to the document and information you're looking for.
Excellent. So specifically, how are you using Azure in this context?
Well, on our front-end side, we basically generate previews. We generate a fast representation of the document so that user can really quickly access to the most relevant information. If you have a 500-page document, legal document, instead of having to download the entire document and go through it, find the information you wanted, we actually provide you with a preview of that document, and you can go directly to the page that contains the keywords you want. You can directly download only the few pages that matters. So for us, Azure is very important because we can leverage the power, we can leverage the roles, and all increase the number of servers that we use on demand, basically depending on customers coming in, so that we can generate previews faster and with basically a fixed cost for the customer.
Excellent. So you're taking advantage of compute.
Yeah, the elasticity of the Azure framework.
Yeah. And also SQL, you're storing these things in
the... We're storing the previews actually in the blob storage.
In blob
storage.
Azure
storage, so that's also a very good thing for us.
Okay.
If you look at the on-premise model, you have to plan for the storage over 2-3 years per year. If you're a large company, that's a significant procurement process to be able to allocate SAN storage. With Azure, you just don't have to worry about it. You consumers, you grow, and you guarantee to have the storage to use it. So it's a very quick acceleration to the development.
Excellent. Now, of course, a lot of these documents need to be, in some sense, locked down, or you need to have access control associated with them, and then authentication of users coming in and of services. How is that playing out for you?
So today, we are having our own security model, basically.
Okay.
We're not yet relying on the ACS. We're actually looking at that more, I would say, with the next wave of products on the SharePoint Online, Office 365, that sort of things, and beyond. So definitely the technology, the ACS technology, and Windows Identification Foundation are technology we want to use, and we'll jump at the first opportunity, but today it still requires some of our homegrown technology, basically.
Excellent. Now, I noticed that you have a client as well, and in this case, it's a Silverlight client.
That's correct.
I'm assuming you chose Silverlight because of its data binding capabilities. I mean, it's hosted in a web page, right?
Yeah.
What was the thinking behind choosing Silverlight?
Well, we're a Microsoft partner, so being able to reuse the Silverlight technology was one of the interesting things for us. We have expertise with the .NET platform, so naturally going to Silverlight rather than having to learn another language or Flash, made more sense for us. Basically like the technology, like the applications for that. So
cool. So what led you to Azure? I know, so besides being a Microsoft partner, which of course we're very happy to have you, and it's a great relationship. When you were planning out and thinking about your solution, what led you to Azure versus there's other things you could have chosen as well? Just out of curiosity.
One thing I really like on the Azure framework is the model on the number of instances that you want to run and how you scale. Instead of having to develop your own scaling technology, you can just create very simple blocks that do just the basic work you have to do, the core functionality you want to implement, and then you can leverage the queues, and you can leverage the framework in Azure to just scale that to hundreds of instances, thousands of instances, and without any additional design on your side. You can just build the essential block, plug that into the framework, and let it grow, basically. And that was very very attractive.
Awesome.
Instead of focusing on multi-threading and, you know, locking and making sure everything works together and all, you just build a simple thing that works on one thread, and then you just create more and more instances to scale, basically.
The machinery takes care of all of the work for you.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. That's definitely one of my favorite things about the platform is its compute services.
Yeah.
Now, what were some of, as you were planning it out, one of the things we like to do when we talk to partners who have taken a bet on our technology and are also pushing our technology, because you also come to Redmond and help us do the right thing. What are some of the things that is sort of not quite there for you yet? Or another way of asking it is, what are some of the challenges you've had to deal with since, you know, cloud computing is still really early in its maturity?
On the challenging part, I would say, for us as an ISV, we're going to reuse the Azure with multiple clients, multiple customers on our side. So it's a multi-tenant architecture for us. And the platform really allows you to do that. The API and the basically still could be improved a bit on that side to help more with managing customers, multiple customers, and basically make that more transparent for the ISV. So that's one element that, you know, could be valuable. Mm. The second element is integration with the other systems. So on the Azure side, I think you have the ability to use OpenAuth, and you have those technologies, other Microsoft products, basically. In our case, Office 365 basically need to come up to the same level,
sure,
so that we can reuse that same technology stack across the board.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Office 365 and SharePoint 2010. You guys have done some really interesting work of sort of composing these different technologies together.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Sure. Our goal is essentially to provide with Office 365 the same offering, the same products that we have on premise today. And the idea is really for an Office 365 customer to just turn on, subscribe to our service, plug that into the Office 365, and everything works. There is no need to install anything on the client side within the network. There is no deployment. It's just a bunch of services that talks to each other seamlessly behind the scene with no extra requirements from the customer.
Excellent. So let's talk about FAST. So you're using FAST technology in your search world. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. Well, our technology basically is really a complement to the Microsoft Search technology. So we use FAST. If customers are FAST, basically we can leverage and we can improve that even with our technology. So all of our connectors applies to SharePoint 2010, but they also apply to FAST. Obviously, when you go with a high-end technology, you have more benefits to what you can do with regard to the relevancy, with regard to basically the user experience. So on the search front-end side, for example, with our preview, we're actually able to tell, analyzing how people use the documents, how people interact with the documents during the search experience, we're able to tell what documents are valuable or not. And that's actually something that we can feedback to the FAST engine to help improve the relevancy.
Excellent. So in some sense, you're doing sort of like a little bit of machine learning.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We basically leverage the common knowledge of the users instead of designing AI, algorithms, and just trying to figure out what documents are valuable or not. Mm-hmm. We actually just listen to what end users are telling us on what documents are valuable, and we can fit that back into the search engine to improve the relevancy.
Great. So it's user-oriented search relevancy. Excellent, man. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. This is the languages and frameworks kind of stuff you're using. I'm assuming you're like a C# shop.
Yeah.
Or you guys use VB.net?
No, C#.
No F#?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll definitely have that on the plate. A couple of people definitely want to start playing with those, but.
Sure, because it's very useful for asynchronous workflows, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But you got the...
Well, with the Azure, that's the... Well, there's a variation on that, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent, man. Well, it's great to meet you and chat with you. Mm-hmm. I hope that you give plenty of good feedback to the Azure team.
Oh, yes.
And keep pushing it, because it's very, very interesting technology.
All right.
So thank you for being a partner, man.
Pleasure.
Cheers. Thanks.